The following is an exclusive podcast for the Dermatology Digest. Today, Dr. Ted Lane, board-certified dermatologist and chief medical officer, Sanova Dermatology, Austin, Texas, discusses dose duration among neurotoxins, including efficacy, endpoints, and patient expectations. Here's Dr. Lane.
You know, the genesis of the talk came from my involvement as an investigator in the Botox dose escalation trial. We looked at 20 units in the glabellar versus 40, 60, and 80 units. And what we found is that the 40 unit dose really kind of, I'm going to say, is the winner, quote unquote, in terms of giving the best efficacy and longest duration, but also with the best patient satisfaction. And so it is a bit of kind of the more you dose, the longer the duration up to a point, because you have to take into account patient satisfaction as well as, there's a saturation that must happen. So I started thinking about what about the dose escalation trials that were done for the other toxins for the competitors. And I looked at the data that was available. Obviously we have Daxxify or doxybotulinum toxin available. That data is available from their phase 3, but they also did a phase 2 trial where they compared 20 units of doxybotulinum toxin to 20 units of onabotulinum toxin, which is Botox. And they showed essentially, it wasn't a non-inferiority trial. It was just kind of a comparison trial, and they showed similar duration at the 20 unit dose. But when you go to 40 units of doxybotulinum toxin, you get, again, not head to head, because there wasn't a head to head trial with 40 units of onabotulinum toxin, but you definitely see a longer duration in their trial versus the 40 units in the onabotulinum toxin trial. And that may be related to that novel peptide that they have, which essentially localizes the toxin more to the nerve ending terminal. In other words, putting kind of it on target more compared to other toxins possibly. And then you look at abobotulinum toxin, which is Dysport, and they did a nice trial where they compared their 50 units on label in the glabella versus 75 and 125. And while you do get a dose duration there, response with the 75, the 125 lasts longer, it's not that much longer actually. And so 75 units gives a good 6 month response in terms of return to baseline. And so that was really compelling actually when you look at that data. I had never really looked at it, but when you look at the abobotulinum dose escalation trial, that 75 unit dose, which is only 50% more than what's FDA approved, does seem to give a really nice prolonged response. The other thing we should talk about, quite frankly, is what the endpoints are in all of these trials, right? One, I think the most clinically meaningful endpoint is the time to loss of none or mild. So it's the how long it takes for your patients to keep that either no wrinkles or mild wrinkling in the glabella. Because oftentimes our patients will kind of, as they're driving, look in the rearview mirror and say, oh my gosh, I've got lines again and I need to call. And that's usually when they are, at that either mild to moderate stage. So I think that's the most clinically meaningful, but it's not used across all the trials. What the trials tend to use is the duration of a 1 point improvement. So most of the patients are moderate to severe in terms of the facial wrinkle scale, and how long they keep that 1 point improvement is a common endpoint. And then the other endpoint is time to return to baseline. So often when you hear this median 6 month duration, it's honestly most of the time it's time to return to baseline of the 6 month duration, which maybe is not as clinically meaningful as I mentioned before, the time to loss of none or mild. But that's what most of the time you're hearing, that 6 month median duration. So then we looked at the incobotulinum toxin. They had a trial as well where they looked at 20 versus 50, I believe, and then versus, I'm forgetting the other dose that they used, but they really bumped up the dose. And they had no placebo arm in their trial either. And so it's a little bit more difficult to interpret that data without a placebo arm. But they show a dose response curve with that. That's surprisingly long as well, quite frankly, with the 50 units dose, which is, again, more than double what their FDA-approved dose is. And then you got prabotulinum toxin, which just released their phase 2 data, in their dose escalation trial. And they again show a dose response where the 40 units looks like, in terms of time to return to baseline, lasts about 5 to 6 months. So, you know, they show, and that's similar to the 40 units of what we saw with the Botox. Okay. And that's kind of the theme of pregobotulinum toxin, is that they tend to mimic very much so what we see with the onobotulinum toxin trials. So it was just interesting to kind of go through all the different toxins and look at and just compare the data. Again, no head-to-head really, but just comparing the data and see what doses they chose, what endpoints they chose, to kind of determine as we think about how to prolong the duration for our patients. There's doxybotulinum toxin, which has it on label as 40 units with the 6 month median duration. How do we kind of maybe achieve something similar to that with the other toxins that we have on our shelves? Doxybotulinum toxin has absolutely started the conversation of duration with toxins. And so patients are coming in talking about, hey, I heard about this new toxin. I might be able to get 6 months. But that starts a conversation of, look, that's a median, right? 6 months is right in the middle, which means half the patients get less than that, half the patients get more than that. And so you can never guarantee 6 months for patients with anything. And so some patients are really are on board with the longer duration, and they want to do a higher dose because they want to decrease the number of visits. But what's interesting, at least in my experience and in my practice, I found a lot of patients who really that didn't resonate very well with them. They actually liked coming in more often. I think they like to be optimized. You know, they want to make sure they come in every 3 or 4 months because they don't want to lose efficacy at all. And they're just so used to doing that cadence that it's hard for them to break that pattern. And quite frankly, you know, it's not such a bad thing for offices either, because we're able to start conversations about other products or procedures that we offer as well. And then there are the patients who really like the idea of every, you know, coming in, you know, twice a year, which sounds to me like that's what I would do, but I'm not the patient, and they really, you know, some of them really like coming in every 3 or 4 months. So I think that while it has started that conversation, I haven't seen the conversion to every 6 months that I thought I would see in my toxin patients. But maybe it just takes some time for that to mature in the market.
This has been an exclusive podcast with the Dermatology Digest. Find more at www.thedermdigest.com. Thank you for joining us.